Throg turned back to Burab and gave him the good news. The hare was delighted, but he changed mood swiftly. Facing the otter crew, he puffed out his narrow chest and acted as though he were challenging them.
Right, Leddybacks, any of you think you're stronger than me?
Otters are fiercely proud of their agility and strength. Two hefty young ones sprang forward, a male and a female, and spoke together as one.
I am.
Burab clapped them on the back.
Splendid! Two towering figures of otter muscle, what? I'll wager you could lift that instrument with me jolly well sitting atop of it, right?
It was the otter's turn to swell their chests and flex their muscles. They chorused in agreement.
Right!
Skipper knew what was coming, and he chuckled as Burab answered.
Good, then I won't sit on the instrument. You two carry it, I'll walk. I'm not lazy, you know.
Skipper walked alongside Burab. He was developing a liking for the comical hare.
Burab the fool, eh? You ain't such a fool, matey, I can tell. That's the queerest old instrument I've ever clapped eyes on. What do you call it?
Burab stumbled slightly and gathered up his flapping robes.
That, sir, is a hairdeer girdeer. Made it myself. Mandolin, drums, fiddle, flutes, bugles and harp, all in one. With a space in the mandolin bowl to carry one's victuals. Empty now, as ill luck and a healthy appetite would have it.
Broggle trundled along between Skipper and Burab, carrying the big otter javelin. Burab cast an eye over the fat squirrel.
Ah, my friend the rhymester. What do they call you, young sir?
Mr. Burab, sir.
Burab glanced across at Skipper.
How long has the little chap had that stammer, what?
Skipper shrugged.
Long as I've known him.
Burab turned back to Broggle.
Say ah.
Ah.
Now longer, say ah.
Ah!
Excellent! Now sing out like this.
The hare composed a small tune on the spot.
My name is Broggle, Mr. Burab, sir.
Skipper nodded at the young squirrel to do as he was bidden. Broggle took a deep breath and sang forth.
My name is Broggle, Mr. Burab, sir.
The hare smiled.
Very good. Do you notice anything, Broggle?
No, sir.
Burab chucked him lightly under the chin.
You never stammered once when you had to sing.
An expression of awe and delight framed the young squirrel's face.
Didn't, sir.
No, of course you didn't, Leddybuck. Try singing instead of talking. It'll help. You'll see, what?
Suddenly, Broggle brandished the javelin and sang out in a clear little voice.
I didn't stammer once when I had to sing, so now I'm going to sing everything.
Burab winked at Skipper.
Told you that chap was a good rhymester. We'll soon get rid of that stammer, what?